43 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Take a look around you. In the general population, about 22% of all adults don't have a high school education or an equivalency diploma, and that's not good. But in state prisons, well, it's far worse. About 70% of inmates never finished high school or took the GED. And that has big implications if you're concerned about, I don't know, say, recidivism. Well, a couple of years ago, Goodwill of Central Texas launched a program to help everyday folks, adults, take high school classes. And now, as the Texas Standard's Kate Gretzinger reports, they're taking that initiative behind bars, too.
Stephanie Garcia is a high school student. She's also a 24-year-old inmate at the Lockhart Correctional Facility, a minimum security women's prison in Central Texas. Outside, her life was hectic. But in here, every day is the same.
I go to sleep about 4 o'clock in the morning. I sleep till about 12:30, get up, do my hygiene, take a shower, go straight to school from 1 to 4. And then I come back, I eat, wait for mail till about 5:36, go on the phone for a little while. The only thing I really do is school.
Garcia is one of 12 inmates currently enrolled in Goodwill's high school program in the prison. She completed 4 classes in 6 weeks last spring. She's enrolled in 4 more right now. At this pace, she thinks she'll be able to graduate by the time she comes up for parole next year.
High school was out the picture for me, honestly. I didn't think that there was actually a program where, I mean, I could be going on 30 years old and get my high school diploma. To me, this is like my last chance.
Currently, the school is one of 4 high school programs operating in Texas prisons. Goodwill, like the other programs, can only grant diplomas to inmates up to age 26, but that's about to change. The Texas legislature recently gave Goodwill approval to graduate inmates up to 50 years of age. When it receives its new charter this fall, the school plans to increase its enrollment to 75 inmates. Garcia says she never imagined she could get her diploma. She failed 7th grade twice, got caught with cocaine, then got kicked out of middle school and sent to a school for juvenile offenders. Then she got pregnant. Ironically, prison gave her an opportunity she didn't have in the outside world.
I really wanted my GED. That's the only thing I thought I was going to be able to get. Now, when my cellie told me about a high school program, I was like, okay, that sounds cool.
Garcia's cellie, or cellmate, is Alexandria Carroll. She's also a mom. But here, she has no responsibilities and no distractions. Carroll has plowed through her credits in under a year. She only needs one more to graduate. Carroll hopes to finish before she gets out. She's rushing because her parole hearing could be as early as November.
Everybody's like, please see me early, please. I'm like, please don't see me till December so I can graduate in January and get my parole answer right after that.
Carroll is one of the program's top students. She dreams of becoming a mobile x-ray technician. Her teachers have helped her come up with a plan to go to college when she gets out. The person helping Carroll prepare for her SAT is Sarah House.
For those of them that really do want to go on, I've tried to be as encouraging as possible, or just figuring out, like, you know, what you want to do when you get out so that you've got a game plan.
On one hand, educational programs in prisons aren't unique. In fact, inmates entering prison without a GED or high school diploma must enroll in one to be considered for parole. Most get a GED, but research shows a high school diploma is more valuable. It increases a student's chances of graduating from college and helps them develop soft skills. Don Webb is the director of the high school program.
Basically, we're wanting them to be able to, when they leave our program, re-engage successfully with the outside world. So it's a combination both of everything that's academic and everything psychologically and intellectually for dealing in the world.
Once graduates are released, Goodwill wants to help them find jobs. Teachers at the prison help connect graduates with felon-friendly careers. House says she helped one graduate get a job over the summer.
She called me and she was like, I'm in Dallas and I'm so confused by this job thing. And I was like, okay, here's the deal. This is what you're going to do. I like talked her through it. So that was a success.
Goodwill wants to track outcomes to prove the program is worth expanding to other prisons. For now, they're relying on the testimony of individuals like Stephanie Garcia. She says the first time she got out of prison, she went back to dealing drugs. But she believes things will be different this time around.
I'm in prison, but I don't see it like that. I see it like the way my daughter thinks of it now. I'm at school. Mommy's at school.
One lesson she learned in school is that she needs structure to succeed. She's thinking of going to a halfway house when she gets out, where she will be held accountable. After that, she wants to go to college.
I've never thought of these things, so it's all new to me.
The first step, at least, is clear. It's getting that high school diploma. I'm Kate Gretzinger for the Texas Standard.